Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When divorce is not final. So once married couples reveal what it's like to get back together, with some falling in love again, others so mad that they got back together. Yeah. And this man, he goes, my wife wants me back after she's got done getting nailed by a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
The coworker dumped her. And this is my thoughts. All right, if she's scandalous like that and she's out there cheating on your ass, and then the coworker is like, I don't want her. I believe this is yours.
Yeah.
I think, like, there's something defective about her.
Yep.
Think about it, you know, that, like, nobody wants her. Like, that she should walk away with this. Why does nobody want me? You know what I mean? Because she's obviously something defective, some flaw there.
Yeah.
Right? That this guy, here's the difference. He just noticed it before you did. For some reason, your judgment was clouded for whatever reason. You had a lot going on. But this dude spotted it right away, like there's something wrong with her.
Okay.
So he didn't want to keep her.
Yeah.
So he gave her back.
Yeah.
And now this guy's like, hey, I don't know if I should take her back or not. So would you
no.
take her back? Me and Derek are both like,
no.
Once it's done, it's done. And if they've mm-hmm. had any sort of intercourse with anybody else, then it's officially over.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Anything like that. Anything like that.
Whether in, I get it. Maybe you guys are split up or whatever. That's fine. But
that's fine.
Then it's done. Like,
but once
that,
you made the choice to have sex with somebody else, I'm never going back to that.
Never going back.
Ever. I'm not a cuck. And nothing wrong with it, okay? But a cuck is a lifestyle choice, right? Like, that is who you are as
that's
a person.
That's a decision that you make.
That, sure. Yeah, that's in your heart. That makes you feel good. You get some kind of desire of it. I don't. I feel that would pain me. And it would take away me. And man, I know man no more.
Well, and also, you know, once they've been intimate with somebody else, right,
yeah.
behind your back.
Yes.
It's done.
It's done. And it's
Derek,
so done.
Derek compared it to a piece of chicken that fell in, I think, did you say a truck stall?
Right, yeah, a truck stall bathroom.
Yeah.
And you're not going to pick it. No matter how hungry, I would starve to death. Imagine going to a truck stop and throwing a piece of chicken on the floor, rubbing it in.
And you haven't eaten in 4 days.
You haven't eaten 4 days. I would die. I don't care what anybody says. They're like, you don't know what it's like to be so... I would die of starvation before I pick up that chicken and eat it.
So what would you do?
I would
take her back.
Under one, like, only one stipulation, though.
What?
Like,
she has to give you a kidney?
No. if during the separation she slept with somebody, I had also slept with somebody, then it's even playing ground. But if I hadn't slept with somebody, then I'm not taking her back.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in, like, men and women are equal. So, like, I could sleep with people, but she couldn't.
Exactly.
There's no way.
100%.
So, yeah, double standard
this
over here.
This woman says, after my divorce, I dated a man for a year. My ex-husband and I got back together. I can't stop thinking about the man I fell in love with. To me, he's the one that got away. So that's what one woman said.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear your thoughts. Me and Derek said we're not. Jared over there said he'd definitely get back with a girl.
Which is good. We need that other side. There.
We also got a message from Cucky Chris. He said definitely.
Oh, Cucky Chris wouldn't care.
I'm divorcing my husband now. We're talking about getting back together. It should feel wrong, but somehow it feels so right.
It feels so, I missed him.
After 5 years of divorce, my wife told me
five
that she
years?
Wants to get back together. I'm still in love with her. I want to make it work this time.
Five
I'm
years?
Going on a date with my husband for the first time since I filed for divorce. It feels weird.
Yeah.
But we still love each other, even though we slept with other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Let's go to...
I mean, it's great that they still get along. I get along great with my ex-wife, but like never in a million years will we get back together.
Never.
Hell no.
5 years, you can't expect the person to be celibate for 5 years.
I get it, but I wouldn't even try, though. I wouldn't even try. I don't expect
do your
her
thing,
to.
But
don't expect for me to even entertain that.
Yeah, maybe there was something there, though.
What's up, Kurt?
Gross. That's gross.
What you got, Kurt?
Hey guys, I need your help because I'm in a similar situation. My wife cheated on me twice, and you know we've gone through some rough patches. But I had never cheated. I'd never been close to cheating, and now I know two of the men that she has been with.
Okay.
Yeah. So
What do you need help with? You need like help with moving out?
No.
You need a moving company?
Well, we had split up. She already moved out.
Okay. Right?
So she's been living with her sister, but we have kids. And the kids have been staying with me. And so that's the real issue, right? Is because she's been gone for 6 months, and now she's been contacting me saying that she was wrong, that she realized that
she's trying to come back to the family.
To come back home.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Don't fall for it.
Yeah, and I got the two kids who both are asking, like, where's mom?
Yeah. You know, and part of me say mom's getting nailed by somebody else right now.
Tell them the truth. Tell them mom doesn't love you.
Yeah, you shouldn't lie to kids.
Yeah, yeah, tell them the truth. Be like, yeah, mom doesn't love you.
Well, you know, I mean, part of me wants to say all those things, but part of me wants to get the family back together, you know? And there's that fantasy of that working out, you know, everybody being a happy family and the white picket fence and everything. But I'm sure the pineapple on the steps family, don't cheat.
Because she's out there getting her action.
Yeah.
That wasn't a shot at swingers. It's just like there's a lot of sex going on is all I meant.
Yeah. We're not going to take shots at swingers. They're fine.
I mean, because that's all consenting adults on the table. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
But, dude, you're in the dark.
You said you got cheated on.
Yeah. Is there a fruit for that?
Yeah.
I know pineapples.
I'd also be worried about bringing such an evil woman.
Bananas means you got cheated on.
I would be worried about bringing this evil woman around my kids as well.
A banana and two oranges.
Yep.
She is, though, seriously, though. She's a really good mom with the kids, though.
Well, she's not. See, because you can't be
she
a good... You cannot be a good mother and
over
cheat.
Kids. I can't say the other word, what she picked over kids.
I will argue with anybody. If you're a good mom, you don't cheat on your husband.
And maybe this guy wasn't perfect. Yeah.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Only bad moms who don't love their kids cheat.
100%.
Because they don't care about their children's future. And they don't care the kind of household that they raise them in. They're just worried about weenies. That's why they're bad moms.
Yeah, and think about this.
Good moms don't cheat.
Good mom would have just left you because she wasn't happy, right? She wasn't happy. She would have left you and done it the proper way. Instead, she went out there and she's being all thirsty and getting that action. And she's realized, hey, you know, you're dumb. Your dumbass is, you know, the bill-paying, responsible guy. These other guys probably weren't responsible, didn't treat her with the respect that you did. And maybe she wanted to have some guys treat her with some disrespect for a little bit. You know what I mean? She wanted to get a little freaky, right? Maybe she wanted bigger. Maybe you're on the smaller end. I don't know what her reason is for cheating.
Maybe
you wouldn't do some of the things in the bedroom that these other guys were willing to do, and she was thirsting for that. And so she felt, you know, she was like, I have no choice. I got to cheat.
You know, I mean, I hear all that.
Maybe she's a size queen. We don't know.
I feel pretty confident on that front. I don't think
she would have cheated. Guys with big ones don't get cheated on. Mm-hmm. Not as much. It's more rare. I'm not going to say they never get cheated on, but they don't get cheated on as much. So
I mean, do you have a small nose or
big nose?
No, I mean, I got like, you know. Yeah, I knock into doors when I'm walking.
Okay, do you have face right now? Do you have a big nose or small?
No, I got a big nose.
Big nose? Okay. Well, maybe he is packing. Then what is it?
Is
his personality?
No, I don't.
I don't know why I'm blaming him.
Some women are for the streets.
I don't know why, man. I've been brainwashed into always blaming the guy.
But that's
Cosmo.
It could have been him, and then she realized
it's just her. Being me. Like, it could have been me, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just trying to figure out how to, like, go, like, look. Let bygones be bygones. Let's bring this whole thing back together. If you're really sorry and this is over and that's it, maybe there's a way to get past this, you know? Wow. But if not, like, I got two kids and we got, you know, they're grown up, you know?
And so, her dumbass left. She left. True. So you get the house. You get the kids. She left. She chose. Yeah, you can go to court and be like, and then just have a photo of a wiener and be like, Your Honor, she chose this, and then have a photo of your kids.
Yeah,
I chose this. She chose that.
But has anybody, do you think, though, outside of the fact that everyone on this call feels the same way, do you think there have been people who've been in my spot where they have forgiven the woman and then they've come back and then that's it and everything is okay and they got it out of their system and then, you know,
as a
everything's
dolphin,
fine? Because I don't know.
As a dolphin would say, eh-eh. Let's see. Let's see what Chris has to say. What's up, Chris?
That's going
to
be my new thing. I'm going to tell somebody no. Like, what do the dolphins say? I love that.
What's up, Chris?
That's really good.
What do you got? Yeah.
Hey, listen, this guy here, man, I wouldn't do it, man. I let her go. I couldn't do it. My ex-wife, I was with her for 7 years, and she said she wanted a divorce. I worked over the road, and I come home, and one day she just said I wanted a divorce. So we left and separated. Well, she ended up, she got full custody of the kids, said she didn't know where I was at, which she did the whole time, and now she wants to get back together. And I got, after all the money and all the time, there's no way.
Okay, was she having relations, Chris, with anybody else? I think that's the hang-up here. Is that the hang-up for you, Kurt?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's all about the fact that, I don't even know if there is protection. Like, I don't want other – I mean, come on. Like, we're all conscious of germs now. I don't want any germs in my house.
Yeah, right. Well, it sounds like you have a case of the cuck-rona.
Cuck-rona.
Yeah, really.
Corona, I agree. I mean, I love my ex-wife to death, but, once that happened, she was cheating on me while I was working over the road. And, I was sending her my paychecks home and living off my per diem and everything. And then, once we got a divorce and I still talk to her because I have a 7-year-old son with her. And
You don't want to get back together with her, Chris, right? Because...
No, she's trying to get back together with me. I'm making way more money now than what she was.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, Chris. Maybe she's hoping that you're dumb enough. She can use her.
She wants to give you the cuck-rona.
Yeah.
No. See, and that's the thing is she's like, every time, she's been with four different dudes. I've been divorced for 2 years.
Damn.
She's been with four different guys.
She got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Right.
She got a couple booster shots.
Yeah. She got that old Piper.
Every time she gets rid of a dude, here I am. She's like, I think I want to come out and hang out for a week, or when I get my son, because I live in a different state now. And when I get my son, she's like, well, I want to come too. Maybe you should get me a motel and get us a motel. And I'm like, you know what? No, because I'm not falling for that, because all you are is a money.
Say, grab a Sprite, bish.
Doing it.
Don't say any of this.
No, I wouldn't do it.
No, I was just telling
you. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't fall for that. It's a trap.
It's a trap. Yeah, don't I wouldn't do that.
It, Chris.
Hell no.
Don't
do
it.
You're making so much more money.
Let's go to...
Just keep telling her what a bad mother she is.
Let's go to another Chris. Yeah, what's up, Chris?
Hey, man. Yeah, dude. I agree with y'all, man. I've been through that a couple of times. It's not healthy, man. Like, dude. Man. That guy's going through some crazy stuff right now, dude.
Yeah, man. So,
I love that guy.
What?
Meet my man.
What do you think he should do, Chris? What do you think? What do you think Kurt should do, man?
In my shoes, y'all are telling the right man. Y'all are the head right now. You got to tell him to move on, dude.
Yeah, I'm the head right now, dog.
Yeah, move on. All right.
Get out of the way. The head's coming through.
Thank you, Chris.
Y'all are the head, man.
Let's go.
I've never heard that before. What a compliment.
Let's go to Angela. Yes, Angela. Angela. Maybe is it Angela?
Chris.
Los Angeles. What's up, Angela? She's staring at her radio right now. Is she there?
No, okay. She's in Los Angeles.
What's up, Angelina? Angela.
This reminds me of my wife.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, she's just not responding.
Angela.
You're still calling for Angela's not there.
Well, let me go to Rufus then. Yes. Okay. Rufus, what you got, buddy?
I tell him to run, Forrest, run.
Hey, tell you what, if other roosters been in the hen house, you gotta move away from the farm.
Right.
Well, hey, if you only got one rooster and you got 20 hens, that rooster's
well, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I tell you what, if you got a bunch of other roosters in your hen house, you don't eat the corn.
There you go.
What do you think?
Y'all be careful.
Hey, y'all come back now, you hear? All right.
What the hell?
What do you think, Kurt?
I don't understand that analogy.
I have no idea. It's bizarre. It's really bizarre. So what do you think, buddy? What you got? Kurt, you still there? Let me go to Big Mike. What's up?
Yeah, no, I'm still here. I'm just trying to,
I'm sorry, we're talking Yeehaw. Not everybody knows Yeehaw.
Nope.
What's up, Big Mike?
Thank you, guys. I'm with you.
What do you got?
I'm just thinking... I mean, I agree with everything everyone's saying here. I'm not looking to get back together with her because I'm in love with her. I'm getting back together for the kids.
Yeah, well, that's stupid. Let's see what Big Mike has to say. What's up, Big Mike?
Yeah, once a cheat, always a cheat, man. I gave my ex-wife a second chance, and a week later, she went back to that one dude and left my ass.
Oh.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it. He said don't do it. Don't do it. Thank you, Big Mike. Let's go see Angela.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh,
go ahead.
God.
Okay.
I'm not a quitter.
I don't think he should take her back right away. I think he should slowly, like, start letting her, like, come back into the family, like, doing family dates. But if it was me, no, I wouldn't let her. I wouldn't take her back for what she did to her kids. But that's wrong.
That's nasty.
But ultimately, it's his choice.
So you would not. Let's say if a man was out there, right, and he had his rooster and a bunch of other hen houses, you're not going to take him back, right?
Oh, no. I would have left him already. I would have taken him and for child support, and honestly, that's what he should do.
Yeah, do that. Get her
ass on child support. He should take her to court, have custody of the kids, and make her pay child support for what she did.
That's what you do. Revenge.
I love revenge.
What's up, Chad?
Yeah. No, he should have let it go, because I'm speaking from experience after 14 years of marriage, and she ran off, left, I don't know, for about 6-8 months, come back, and we tried to work it out, and 2 years later, we're back in the same boat.
So yeah, this is what I think, Chad. She came back like one of those pet cemetery cats, right? You know what I mean? Where it's like, it was your cat, but then it got...
Right.
Scattered out, hair strung up. Yeah.
It just doesn't look
the
same.
No, we tried it. Uh-uh.
It's like, is that my
years.
Cat? It's like, this ain't your cat anymore. This is a different cat.
It's just different. Good luck, Kurt.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.